Todd,
oh my God, I can't believe I finally got a hold of you, man. Where you been, bro?
Jody-ody-doo.
Oh my God, Todd, look, man, I was in the surf shop all day today trying to run it by myself. You know what happens when that is. You like that, what?
Hold on, man, I gotta put it on speaker.
Oh no, don't put me on blast to all your hyenas in China, bro.
I don't know what you're even doing in the surf shop this late at night.
Dude, I'm driving home from the surf shop because I had to do all the waxing. I had to make all of tomorrow's coffees. I had to make some of the bagels for the bagel boys. I mean, like, I'm doing everything over there these days. And I'm like, where's the Todd?
I mean, you're like the manager. It's kind of your responsibility. I don't got to do that stuff.
Whoa, Todd, we had an agreement, okay? We were both co-managers of the surf and coffee shop. It's been like that since the beginning.
Yeah, but I just kind of – I got the idea that you wanted it more, and so I didn't want to really be a burden. So I kind of –
Hey, man, Todd, you know that the only thing that I want more than anything is for us to be super cool dudes, super chill at work, and just hanging out and banging out, all right? You knew that from the beginning. That's why I co-hired you.
That's what I'm saying, though, is that you had the power to co-hire me. It wasn't like I got to co-hire you or that, like, we co-hired each other.
Todd, this is exactly what happened, man. Are you smoking that freaking sour diesel mash again, bro?
You know what?
That stuff is sweet.
I like it. It keeps going, right? And I guess what? I got a rhyme about it, too.
All right. Hit me with it, son.
My so-called friend, Todd, calls me up hassling me, and I feel like it's kind of odd. Because it used to be that we were friends for eternity, but now he's always riding my ass about coffee and shit. What do you think of that rhyme?
Wow, Todd, you wrote a rhyme about yourself. That's deep. Like, sometimes I thought, wow, Todd's a very philosophical dude. And I'm like, as the choder, I'm a noter that this dude has got real rhyming skills. We all knew that, though.
That's not even fair. You know I'm smoking that diesel, so I mixed up my name. But you know I meant you.
Yeah, I knew what you were trying to do, Todd. You're trying to get out of work tomorrow. But guess what, Hotshot? You're scheduled from 11 to 3 just like me.
We don't even need two people. There's not even that much business. And you know all the stuff that has to happen. I just hang out there. I just watch the surf videos. And sometimes I reorder the sex wax. Sex wax.
Todd, I'm going to be real with you. As real as a man can be with his Todd. Look, bro, sometimes I just get lonely at the shop and I need somebody there to make sure that I'm keeping it in check and not getting wrecked. Todd, I'm here to ask you, I'm down on one butt cheek to ask you, would you be my Todd?
You know I'm your Todd. You don't even have to ask me that, Toad.
Todd, that's the celebration boo-boo-zalas, bro. We did it.
I'm not finished with my sentence, though.
Well, I interrupt you pretty often, Todd. That's part of our dynamic.
But I have some requirements and some demands.
Oh, no. Is this going to totally tarsh? All right, Todd, you go ahead.
Well, I mean, you remember that one day when it was raining, there was no surf, so you and I decided to put on regular movies in the in-store monitor instead of surf movies. And
Todd, I remember it like it was yesterday because it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was coming down in sheets. And I thought it was like a fun off the top of my head idea that like, oh, you know, I'll go to Redbox and I'll go pick something out, you know. But you had a backpack full of rom-coms ready to go like you expected it to happen. And so you kind of strong-armed the movie selection that day. And while I do enjoy rom-com, and you know that, and I did feel kind of touched that you had a backpack full of rom-coms ready to go.
Todd, I'm a touching guy, and I felt like if there's one thing Todd needs today, he needs to find out what happens when Mark Ruffalo's ghost falls in love with Reese Witherspoon.
I know what happens when he falls in love with Reese Witherspoon. Magic, number one. Number two, he's got that puppy dog shag that works very well with Reese Witherspoon's very polished, like, chipmunk cheeks. They got cheeks, and you know I like that.
Todd, that's why you're my carbuncle from another uncle, my man, because you get me when it comes to those Mark Ruffalos.
That's point number two, is that you keep coming up with these things where you know, I'm sensitive about genealogy, and you're always doing this thing where it's like, I'm from another uncle, but like, how many uncles can one family unit even have? At most, probably four.
Todd, you know I take your family and your genealogy very seriously. That's why I got you 23andMe last Christmas, so that you'd be able to find out who your real family was, bro. Because yes. I know you're sensitive about it. But at the same time, Todd.
I'm so sensitive about it, I haven't used it yet, and it's about to expire. That's another thing. But
that's what I'm saying, Todd. They send me an email update every other week, and I'm like, oh, my God, did this guy not really enjoy my present? Wow, I'm offended and hurt by that.
But that's like thing number three is like you're not very tech savvy. So you're like when you buy people online gift certificates, you still have an email to your address instead of just like taking the time to know my email address and then have the gift certificate sent to me. Instead, I can get permission and call you and I look like a jerk.
Now, Todd, now come on now, Todd. That's not fair to the Choder, bro, because you know full well that the only reason I email it to myself is that I think that it lacks whimsy to hand somebody an email, but if you print it out, go down to the Kinko's, print out a hard copy and give that to your boy Todd, he's going to be much more excited. He can put that in a frame or he could show that to the police when they pull him over for his sour diesel mash. Joe, you know, I'm trying to do it a little bit old fashioned. Okay. That's just a Choder way, a little old fashioned. And I'm sorry if you're going to be my slampa from another grandpa, that's just the kind of thing the Choder's all about, bro.
Well, that's like you hit things number four, five, and six in one, I think, sentence. Number one is that you keep finding excuses to go to Kinko's because there's that hot chick that works there. That you're
Oh, you're talking about Cynthia. Woo-woo.
Talking about Margo.
Oh, no.
Cynthia.
Are you – whoa, Todd, this is major news crunchy. Are you saying that you're going out with Cynthia?
No, I'm not going out with Cynthia.
And she's no longer available, and now I have to go out with Margo because of the agreement we made when we started working at the surf coffee shop, that if we dated anybody from another shop, we would make sure that we dated in tandem?
For your information, I'm not going out with anybody because I saw this video on YouTube where you save up your energy in that way.
And you're talking about the like cheese?
You like harness it for something you want to do, and I technically – what I want to do is I want to go to culinary school, but I keep jacking off too much to have the kind of energy to do it. So.
Oh, okay. Todd, you're going to not believe me, but I'm really glad you said that. Because I was like, earlier in the day, I went into the bathroom and I had seen some jizz on the wall. And I was like, whoa, who jizzed all the wall? Is it me or is it Todd? Because only two people work here and only two people use this bathroom. And I was like, oh, my God, was it Todd? And I was like, whoa, oh, my God, was it me? And I was freaked out for like 3 hours, man, because I was like, I don't remember being the jizzer. Maybe Todd's the jizzer. Maybe Choder's the jizzer. I was like, we better get down to the bottom of this. But now here you're saying maybe you're the jizzer?
No, maybe about it, but I don't feel shame about it. I'm just saying that.
Hey, bro, nobody's going to shame you for having a reproductive organ that functions. That's, in fact, one of God's gifts.
It functions really good, as you can probably tell. And God is good and God is great. And that's point number seven. We didn't hit five and six, but point number seven is that I have been missing you at church every Sunday. And so has the church band because they don't have a drum machinist to help us.
Roman said that?
We don't. Have a drum machinist to help raise a joyful noise like we need to.
Now, Todd, hang on, Todd. You know that Roland had said to me that if I ever came back and brought that cheerful noise that I was bringing, that he would send me away once more. And now you're here telling me that he didn't say that?
Oh, you saw Roland in the mouth at the spaghetti homeless dinner.
Well, of course I slapped him in the mouth in the spaghetti feed. He was talking trash and messing me.
You told him, as I remember, you grabbed a meatball in your head. You said, I don't know how to make balls. I don't know how to make meatballs. And you in your fist, and you socked him in the mouth of a meatball, crushed up in your fist. And then ate the meatball. You picked him out.
Now, Todd, man, you're smoking that sour diesel, so you don't remember it 100% like the Choder, who likes to stay sober because of his straight-edge origins. I walked up to Roland, and I said, bro, These meatballs are fantastic, but if you push them in my face one more time, and then he pushed a meatball in my face, and I sucked him right in his jaw.
That's the homeless what happened. People didn't need to see that. The homeless people got unruly after that, and they, a lot of them, they missed the point of the whole night. The whole point of the whole night was to be fed by the gospel of Christ Almighty, and instead, they circled you, and they started hooting and hollering and banging their chests, and the police had to be called, and they had to be arrested, and you know how I feel about criminalizing poverty. So
that's a really good point, Todd. I'm glad you brought it up. But at the same time, my feeling on the whole thing was that I had sort of created an opportunity for brotherhood because everybody stood in a circle together that night.
But you socked him in the mouth.
And as I stood over his limp corpse, everybody stood in a circle around him. And that was, you know, a bit of a brotherhood vibe to that. Everybody together at last, eating meatballs.
But Roland is pretty powerful, and you know I've been trying to get into the church band, and that really shot my chances because now I'm your boy.
Oh,
says to me, how could your boy sock me in the mouth while he's holding a meatball in his fist?
Oh, Todd, I didn't know you were even trying to get into Roland's band. Man, I would have never socked him in the mouth.
Why do you think I've been jacking off in the bathroom? It's because, well, I guess those things aren't related, but I've been nervous.
Yeah, those are totally not related, Todd.
I've been trying to get my bongos into the band, and the bongos were a present from my uncle, who I haven't seen in a while because he went on mission to Africa to save some souls, and he has been heard.
Totally going to find a lot of souls in Africa, I bet.
I don't know if he actually went because I've been seeing social media posts. He made a big deal. He had a big going away party about, oh, I'm going to go do this. And then
I gave him all my money. I was like, go save some souls for me, bro.
He said, yeah, you made a real big deal. He started like licking your thumb like you're buying souls or something. You're saying, you know what? Better
yeah,
make
like
it.
I'm counting them like dollars. That's how I count souls, bro. That's just how the choder does it. I've been working hard 11 to 3 every day because I gave him money. What are you trying to say is happening with him?
Saying I don't think he left the mainland. I think that he just flew to Carlsbad on a hopper flight, and he's been hooking up.
No.
Just the daughter of a machinist.
Oh man, is he staying for free in the Carlsbad caverns, man? Because I heard you can stay there for free for a long time before anybody finds you. They don't go that deep in there when they're checking out to make sure nobody's loafing around and staying for free.
There was a good Vox article I read on my lunch break about that, where what had happened was that the current Rangers down there, they have a pension, a lifetime pension, because of big government and deep state, and that they can't get fired. So they.
Todd, I told you, if you tell me any more InfoWars information, man, I'm going to stop listening to you, bro.
That's not my fault.
The only info wars I want to hear about is like if there's a bunch of guacamole info having a war with a bunch of crinkle cut fries. All right, Todd. Like that's the only info wars I want to hear about.
Are you sure you've not been hitting the sour diesel ganja badanja? Because it sounds to me like that brain is.
Todd, you know for a fact that I am straight edge as the day is long, and the only sour diesel mass that I'm ever going to touch is the several milligrams of THC, indica, and sativa that's in all of the gummy bears that I eat. And I draw the line there, and I draw a hard line there.
I think that counts, and I also think
counts what? Count gummy bears. One gummy bear, two gummy bears. That's a candy, Todd. Candies aren't drugs, last time I checked, Mr. Principal.
According to Roland... It's messing with your mind. It's making you miss your cues. And that was why you got booted from the band. And the name of the band was called Nance. Because, you know.
Todd, take me back, man. Let's sing the last song that we sang together when we were back in the choir. You ready? Are you ready? All right.
Good. Things are good. All right.
And the time. When we were with the Lord.
You don't need a thing when you are with the Lord.
Wow, man. I feel like your mind has been pretty affected by the drug use, bro. Like, I'm feeling really, really like high on the Lord right now, and also the 6 gummy bears that I ate earlier. But you seem confused, Todd. A little bit bemused, Todd.
This whole time I've been watching that rom-com with Mark Ruffalo and Reese Witherspoon, but I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, yeah, those ones are very good.
But my favorite part is when Mark Ruffalo gets down on bended knee, and you can tell that Reese Witherspoon knows what he's up to, and she's like, don't do it, like, you know, like, don't hurt me this way, but don't hurt me this way. And he has been through a lot of character transformation. He's been through a lot. He told his uncle, take a hike, and he told his boss, I gotta take tomorrow off. And then he told the bus driver, which stop is the one by this hotel where Reese Witherspoon works at. And the bus driver says that he doesn't tell him the answer, but he says, I'll let you know when we get there. And that's good. Fine. Gets there. Reese Witherspoon.
Todd, can I stop you? I think this is just the plot to Ghost Dad, bro.
Ghost? No, because Mark Ruffalo's not in Ghost Dad. And Reese Witherspoon, I don't think, is in Ghost Dad.
Nah, okay. You're probably right about that, bro. Anyway, Todd, look, man. I just want to get down to brass tacks with you. Tomorrow?
What? Yeah.
The shop is going to be open. Come surf, come shine, okay? Come turpentine, okay, Todd? And I just want to know, man, are you going to be there at 11 a.m. sharp to help me open the shop? And do you promise and swear not to be jizzing all over the walls in the bathroom anymore?
I'll do my best, but I can't promise anything.
Hey, man, that's the best I can take.
But I have to make one more demand.
All right, Todd, you get one more demand, bro. Just because you're my bro from another lady.
Another Joe.
That's not what I said. I've chose my words carefully, Todd. We've been over this, man. I choose my words very carefully and deliberately. Please, make your last demand, Todd.
There was a time when a man in a suit, he was a business owner, came into the store, and he had a suit on.
Oh, Deep State Ron.
Deep State Ron. You were snickering about it, saying, ha, 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 like it was a bad thing that he was successful in business. And you had told me, you said, Todd, the only suit you'll ever catch me in is a wetsuit.
Yeah, dude, that's fully true all day, every day, Todd. You know me. I'm a wetsuit guy.
I was trying to sell him a wetsuit, and he took it as an offense, and I lost the sale, and I lost commission. And I thought, what's the point of even trying to get commission? And that's when I fell back on the sour diesel ganja. And
Man. Todd, I think that when you were talking to that particular Deep State Ron gentleman, though, he was under the impression that wetsuit was like a racial epithet and did not want to buy a wetsuit from you after he thought that you had insulted him. So, but here's what I'm going to do to make it up to you. How much commission were you going to get on that sale?
$15.25.
Okay, I definitely can't do that for you because I'm super broke because I gave all my money to your bro who went across to Africa to save souls. So, instead, how about when I brew the coffee tomorrow, I brew it just how you like it?
Deal.
It's a deal. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me and Todd. This has been the Choder Podcast from the Surf Shop OC. If you want surf, turf, or coffee from birth, make sure you show up 11 to 3, Monday through Thursday, closed on Fridays, closed on Saturdays, open Sunday morning, but closed in the afternoon. Thanks for listening. It's been the Choder Podcast. And Todd, tell them how we do it.
I would like to say that if you're going to come into the store and you're going to try on a t-shirt, that you should please, if you're not going to get it, put it back on its correct hanger and then put the hanger back where you got it from, because otherwise, some of us got to stay a little late, and we have lives outside of the jobs. I know it's hard for you to believe, but we got lives outside of the jobs.
I know this is the end of the podcast, but just to tack on to what Todd has said, everybody, if you come into the surf coffee shop and you start trying on wetsuits, all right, go ahead and wear some underwear that day. I know you're planning ahead, like, oh, I'm going to go to the surf coffee shop. I'm going to look at wetsuits, okay? Just wear some underwear because nobody wants you touching all your body parts inside of the wetsuit. And if you just went surfing and you come to buy a muscle shirt, make sure you've got some muscles because we want to see a show.
But also, if you have muscles and you're part of the East Town Crawlers, you know, don't come in here like on a gang, like on a turf thing, because it's a neutral ground. It's a store. It's like the Boys and Girls Club for surfers. We like to really motivate and uplift the idea of shredding and surfing and catching those tasty, nasty curls, but we don't want any beef between the East Town Crawlers and the Pierpont 97s.
Yeah, just to tack on to what Todd has said, if you're in the Pierpont 97s or the East Town Crawlers, we're totally cool with both those crews as long as you're buying wetsuits from us and not from Brian's Surfboards down the street. All right, guys? Like, whatever's clever, we don't mind, okay? We don't play games, and we got a lot of time. And surfboards and coffee. So come on by the shop. Like I said, 11 to 3, Monday through Thursdays, closed on Fridays, closed on Saturdays, open Sunday morning, but closed Sunday afternoon. Come on by. It's the OC way. And Todd, what do we like to say?
Unless the surf is good, come by our hood.
Thank you, Todd. And that is that. Have a good night, everybody. Toodaloo.